it's so easy for contractors to be busy and leave out all the little details that mm-hmm. make customers feel comfortable with
you. Yes.
And you got to remember those things. You got to remember the detail of writing things down, of mm-hmm. getting them back an actual estimate, calling them back when you tell them,
yes.
showing up on time.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
First episode, we thought it would be great to tackle what are the red flags when hiring a contractor. So, yeah, we want to gear this podcast towards contractors, but we thought it would be good to start off and see from the customer's perspective. Yeah. What are some red flags a customer might be experiencing when they meet you and want to hire you? So
there you go. You know, there's a lot of red flags you can deal with, and I think this is a good podcast for both contractors and possible clients. But as Ethan said, we want to start with red flags that when they meet you, but we can actually start even before they meet you. Red flags with contractors. I would say a number one red flag with a contractor would be they don't call you back at all or take a week to call you back once you've left them multiple messages
yeah.
about needing an estimate. That would be a good starting red flag for people.
Oh my goodness. We laugh,
but it's very common, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Not calling people back. I'm sure every single homeowner has had that frustration in any project. Cool. You get three contractors to visit you, and probably one will give you a number after you call them a few times. Yes.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's the catch. And, you know, there's multiple things you can do to grow your business as a contractor. But the number one key would be to take at least 2 to 3 times a day and call people back. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's really simple, but that's a very simple start to increasing your business dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and what's that take? Like 10 minutes of your day?
Yes, that's yeah. for sure. Max, just a few minutes, unless you get a hold of the wrong person, then you may be on there for a while. But
yes. yeah.
It doesn't take long just to return calls to people. If nothing else, just let them know you'll call them back in the evening or the next morning
right.
and set up a time. The biggest thing with people is they just want to know that you're going to communicate with them and that you care about their job as much as the one you're on.
Right, so. Right. I think, like, customers, that initial, like, estimate meeting is, like, for the customer, it's your sales pitch to them, basically. They're, yes, they found you on your website or they heard somebody say, hey, this is a good contractor. But yes. that meeting... And when you're in the doing the estimate and then that you say, hey, we'll get you an estimate after so many days, like that's your sales pitch still. They haven't decided. They're still trying to decide. And when you deal with a salesperson that promises you something and doesn't deliver, you don't want their product.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, it takes 10 minutes to send a text or take a phone call. Yeah. And if you don't have the estimate done, just let them know that. Yes. Like, they're totally good with that. But, yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely a red flag. If they can't communicate when they're trying to sell their business, they aren't going to communicate when it's a hard conversation in the middle of the project.
That's for sure. Yes, that's another big red flag Ethan just mentioned there. You know, they want to know when you're going to get an estimate back to them after you've met them that first time. And it's kind of like calling them back after they leave you the first message. You know, whatever you do, just follow through. So if mm-hmm. you think you're going to get them an estimate within a week, then tell them a week.
Right.
And when that week's up, if you haven't got an estimate, call and explain to them why they do not have that estimate.
Yep.
Most people are understanding until you do not communicate.
Yep.
And it's hard to be understanding after that.
Yes. I think another red flag. Is the professionalness, if that's a word, professionalist, professionalism. There we go. You got to be professional about saying that word. When that person comes to your house, if you have a contractor come to your house and maybe they're going to do a remodel and they don't offer to take off their shoes when they come through the door, or they're chewing tobacco and spitting it in your yard, like, that's a red flag that this contractor, this is probably the head honcho. And if he's not being professional, his crew isn't going to be professional. That's, I think that's right. A red flag.
Yes, that's right. That's a big key. You know, you see a lot of times contractors will go to meet their client for the first time and put their cigarette out on the concrete patio. That's a pretty big red flag of what their crew is going to be. Yeah, like.
Yes. Oh, using that, the bathroom too. Yeah. Yes. Not that you can't use someone's bathroom, but
the first impression definitely means a lot.
Yeah.
Contractors. That's for sure.
Yep. Other red flags you have written down?
More red flags. I put, after you've set that initial meeting, not showing up on time. If mm-hmm. you set a meeting with a client and show up on time,
yep.
If you have to leave your job an hour early to be there on time, then leave an hour early.
Yeah.
Don't wait and then end up leaving late and showing up late to the appointment. That is a major red flag with customers when you're late.
Yeah. Maybe this is superficial, but I'm also going to add the type of vehicle the contractor shows up in. If they show up in a beater, I'm going to guess that you're going to get a cheaper estimate and also probably get a lower grade quality of work.
Yes.
Vehicles are contractors. They're what are those boards by the side of the road? I'm drawing a blank. The billboards. Yeah. A vehicle should be a contractor's billboard. Yeah. And I'd say if the billboard's rusty, that's a red flag.
There you go. I would say another one would be if a contractor cannot give you a referral for someone they've done work for, that's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the exact same type of job that you're wanting them to do, but if you can call someone and find out what kind of work they've done and how they were to work with and communicate, that's great. If they can't do that, that's not a very good sign.
Yes. not at all.
You know, another thing that is a big key to me that I've noticed multiple times is if a contractor is walking through looking at a job with a client or customer and they're telling the people that they can do all these things. Yeah, we can move that wall. Yes, we can do this. We can change that trim. We can do this. Mm-hmm. And they're not writing anything down. Yeah. That's a major red flag. Yeah. Because there's no way they're going to remember everything that you're going over for their estimate if they're not writing details down.
Yes.
To go through.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a waiter at a restaurant that does it all without writing it down. And there are some waiters that can do it, and like they bring you the order and they remember, and they usually get a pretty good tip because it's impressive. But 9 times out of 10, the waiter that doesn't write it down forgets what salad dressing you ordered or even what entree it was, who gets what. Oh man.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. No different with your home remodel. I would say that's a red flag too with the estimate. If they can't give you a written estimate and it's just verbal or through a text even, texts can be written. So, I mean, it just depends on, I guess, the size of the job you're going to be doing. But, if they can't give you a written number that you both can reference when push comes to shove, then that would be a red flag for me.
Definitely. That's one of the things I had on my list. You have to have preferably an actual contract, but you have to have it written, either an email or a text or something to go back to show what you agreed upon.
Yes. I'm getting a phone call there.
I'm getting something.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's so easy for contractors to be busy and leave out all the little details that mm-hmm. make customers feel comfortable with
you. Yes.
And you got to remember those things. You got to remember the detail of writing things down, of mm-hmm. getting them back an actual estimate, calling them back when you tell them,
yes.
showing up on time. All the things that we should do on a daily basis anyway
mm-hmm.
really needs to be top priority if you yes. want to build your business.
Right. And a lot of these things don't cost any money. That's to right. do. They're just habits you need to learn, things you need to implement in your business.
Yep.
And yeah. And one more thing that, there's going to be several more, but one other thing that popped into my head that also just left my head when I started to say it was,
come back around.
Was Trent, do you have any others? I know what it was.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The schedule. When you ask them about their schedule, two things pop into mind that could be red flags. One is if they don't know what their schedule is, because that means they're probably not a very organized company or operation. And that's not they might get your work done, but you're going to be, the whole thing was probably not going to be organized. So if organization matters to you, even if it's way out in the future, if they can at least tell you, we're looking at this many months, we're looking at this many weeks, roughly, like that is a good sign. If they say, well, I'm not sure, I got another job here, and then maybe after that one, then that's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
And another thing with the schedule is if they, it went, oh man, what was it? Well, yeah, go ahead. There was okay. one more thing with the schedule.
No problem. I think really there's so many things like we've been talking about that can be red flags with contractors. But to me, the biggest key of all is communication. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're returning their phone call. It doesn't matter if you're going to meet them. It doesn't matter if you're returning their estimate, if you're mm-hmm. trying to figure out when you're going to start, if you're already planning on starting and for some reason you can't be there the day that you tell them at the time you tell them, communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Explain it. You have to communicate with clients for them to feel comfortable with you.
Oh, yeah.
And if you start out not communicating, mm-hmm. then it's going to go downhill from there. That's a yes. major red flag, because not only are they going to have in the back of their mm-hmm. mind, well, they didn't even tell me they weren't going to be here Monday like
right.
they were supposed to.
Right.
They're going to say, well, what else are they not telling me?
Yes.
What are they trying to hide? Or whatever may be the case, you have to communicate each step along the way.
Yes. I think we're going to have to do another podcast about when should you fire your contractor?
That would be a good one. We need to put that on the list.
Yeah, because
to fire your,
because these are all great like red flags leading up to the hiring. But what if you actually hired this contractor? Now you're in it, and at what point do you get out?
There you go.
I remembered my thing about the schedule. The other thing that I was going to say is that if the contractor, oh my gosh, it just left again. Wow, I had caffeine before this.
It is a rainy Thursday.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's dreary here.
But, you know, another thing, and we could go down one thing after another on red flags, but another thing that comes to mind is if your contractor says they need money up front, then if you cannot tell them when you're going to start the job,
mm-hmm.
and how the draws are going to go during that job, then that's a major red flag.
Mm-hmm.
People do not want to give you money and not know when their next draw is going to be due, when you're going
right.
to start the job, your estimated finish date, Mm-hmm. All those things that kind of gives them an outline of what your plans are.
Yes.
If you make the people understand, you know, I've got an outline here. We're going to start on a certain day. We're going to finish on a certain day. Obviously, if things go wrong, it could take a little longer. We're going to ask for another draw halfway through, and we're going to get the final draw at the end. If you can lay all those things out, that initial down upfront money that you need to get started on the job will be much easier for the clients to be able to cut you that check to get on their schedule.
Yes.
For yep. sure. Did it come back 100%. Around?
Yes. Yeah. Then, and I wrote it down. I'm not losing it again. So yeah, again with the schedule, and this also goes with the pricing too. But if you have somebody who can get to you really quick, that is a red flag. Like if it's a big project and they say, yeah, if you accept this, we can get here tomorrow or next week. That's normally, unless the economy's down, that's a bad sign. You don't want somebody that can do that.
That is, unless, I'm going to throw one except for in
yes.
there, okay? Unless you've worked with this contractor multiple times and you've got a really good relationship, then they
yes.
may say, yes, I can do that tomorrow for you because it's an emergency and
right.
you're a priority to them. But if it's someone you've met the first time or barely know,
yes.
do not accept someone who can start tomorrow.
I would say yeah, that also probably does depend on the type of construction company. If you're an electrical company,
well, yes.
they're probably going to have a lot less in their workload and should because they need to get on those emergencies.
Yes,
yes for sure.
True.
But if this is a remodel, you're probably, yeah, in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. A remodel or a new build, you don't
yes.
want to start tomorrow.
Yeah. We had a whole crew just sitting around that couldn't find work waiting for you. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I had another one, unless you're...
Go ahead, I got more too. But...
Okay. The this goes along with them not being booked out very far. The cheapest contractor is usually, it's not always a red flag, but it is something that makes me a little leery of.
Yes.
If I get three quotes and two of them are near each other and then that third one's much cheaper, that's probably a red flag. I wouldn't even worry about figuring out why they're cheaper.
Yes.
I would probably just say they're either cutting corners or they're going to find out halfway through that they forgot something that the other two contractors had already thought about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That goes along with one of them that I had. And that was, you know, if you get 2 to 3 bids and like Ethan said, you get quite a range of bids there.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, a good rule of thumb is, how did the people present themselves when they come to do the bid?
Mm-hmm.
If someone come and they take care of themselves, they presented themselves well, they weren't in muddy jeans and torn up boots.
Yes.
If they come and present themselves well and they were, you know, a small percentage more than the other crew, then there's a reason for that. They're
mm-hmm.
very detailed. They care about what they do. And more than likely, it's worth that extra few thousand dollars. Now,
yes.
obviously, it depends on the job, how much it is overall. But a lot of it has to do with how did the company first show up to you?
Mm-hmm.
Just like we're going back to what you mentioned about the vehicle. You know, if one person shows up in a nice vehicle and is well taken care of and they come in decent clothes and they take off their shoes and they write everything down.
Yes.
And then another one comes in a beater van and they walk through your house in muddy shoes and they don't write anything down, then I would go with the more expensive one of the two.
Yes.
Because there's a reason.
Yes.
But definitely, the cheapest bid is not normally the best route to go
mm-hmm.
in every circumstance.
Yeah, for sure. Though yeah. That might be why they're driving the car they're driving. Or...
Yes, that's for sure.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for paying off those cars and driving them until they're basically not running anymore, but maybe think of a different approach for your customers.
Yeah.
First impressions.
Yes. I know firsthand experience from having a company Normally, you're a little bit more expensive when you have an office manager. You have people that actually are managers of the job site. You know, all these things that keep every job more organized.
Yep.
You're a little bit more expensive. So that 10, 15, 20% can go towards a lot of those things. And most of the time it's worth it. Not always. It depends on the job. But most of the time it's worth a little bit more to have the organized company that will communicate and follow through with what they say.
Yes.
Definitely.
Another thing that comes up that I've been in some meetings where this is mostly like if we would have a subcontractor come on. This is where I would find a lot of these scenarios. But if a contractor takes over the client's opinions and design ideas and with his own opinion and then just says it can't be done whenever it's the customer's idea, I like if this is the initial meeting, that would be some red flags for me. It's good to have knowledge. But a contractor should be meeting with the client to make the client's wishes come true, not for the contractor to get paid to do whatever he wants to do. Yes. And sometimes in a meeting, or sometimes in that initial meeting I've been in, it's been really awkward when the contractor will just like take charge and nope, this is what we're doing and this is how it needs to be done. And it's like, okay, why don't you just listen to what the customer wants first, and then you can come back with a more balanced approach.
Yes, that's right. That's a good red flag for a contractor for sure, because contractors who care and want to take care of their customers will lay out the different options and why one option would be more expensive than another. So they may say, well, we can do it that way, but it's going to add cost, and here's why.
Yep.
That's the kind of contractor you want, not the kind that tells you you can't do something because they either do not have the knowledge or the ability to do what you want them to.
Oh, my favorite line is, well, do you think you can? You don't want your contractor saying that. Well, yeah, we could probably figure that out. Okay.
That's for sure. Yep. And I think, as a rule of thumb, contractors who do not start till 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning will probably be on your job way too long.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you talk to someone they've done work for before, and if they say, yeah, they show up on time, they work, do a really good job, then you're good to go. If you talk to them and say, well, they don't get here till late in the morning, and they usually leave early afternoon.
Yes.
Then you might as well take that estimated month and turn it into three.
Yes.
Because they're not going to get anything accomplished.
Yep. I think that's a whole episode in itself.
It is.
Yeah. again, going back to that initial meeting, a lot of times the customer is pretty open because nothing's happened yet. And it's not necessarily a red flag, just something to pay attention to, I would say, is make sure, kind of take note of what the contractor keeps recommending. If what they're recommending seems like it's cutting corners, then that's kind of a red flag. Or if they're more into recommending a higher end product or a more quality product, then that's probably the type of work that they're more used to doing is something that's more quality. If you have somebody come in and say, oh, you don't need to do that because nobody will hardly ever see that, then that's probably the kind of work they're going to be doing. And as long as you don't see it, who knows what they're going to do. That's something, not always a red flag because they might be trying to save you money, but something to just keep in mind.
Yes, that's for sure. And that kind of goes along with, it's a major red flag if a contractor is telling you what you want more than they're listening to what you want as a customer.
Yes.
a contractor needs to be able to at least split it half and half, listen to what you're wanting to say and explain the differences of ways that you can get to your end goal.
Yes.
So it's kind of like what Ethan was talking about earlier. You know, if you got a contractor who's trying to take control and not listen and tell you what you need to do, that's a pretty big red flag.
Yes. I think along with that, this probably goes without saying, this is in any industry, if they have a bad attitude, just don't even worry about it. I mean, I have little, if any, grace for people who have bad attitudes when they are showing up to the customer for the first time. Just, I don't even understand how you can think you're selling your business and have a bad attitude. Anyways, that kind of goes without saying.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. And the other thing I would say with that is if they come in, like he's saying, if they come in with a bad attitude, just scratch them off your list. Yep. If they don't show up at all, or they show up over, I say 15 minutes late, but you could say 30 minutes late, just scratch them off your list. Because if they don't want to do the jobs so they have a bad attitude, then don't try to hire them. If they don't want to show up on time and they don't care to apologize or explain to you why, then don't hire them, because the whole job's going to be that way.
Yep. Oh, so what do you do if you have all these red flags and then you run out of contractors to interview?
Keep trying. I would say do not start the job until you find a contractor who do not have all these red flags.
Yes.
Because you'll wish you wouldn't.
Oh yeah. Yes. For sure.
You know, we laugh, but we hear this. It's not uncommon for people to take months to find a good contractor because the good ones are busy.
Yep.
Or they haven't been able to get a hold of a good one yet to even meet with them and go over estimates.
Yes.
I would say when you start into a remodeling or a complete new construction project, start with patience, because it's going to take time to find the right fit.
And it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah. It's worth it for sure.
Yes. And I think a good starting point there is to ask your friends and family, like, have they found anybody that they would recommend? And there's a lot of people that do seem nice in the estimating process and the initial meeting up. And then by the end of the project, you wouldn't recommend them to your dog. So it does help. Word of mouth is definitely probably the number one way for contractors to be found that are good.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I recommend, it can be hard right now with the way our economy is, but I recommend having at least 2 to 3 estimates.
Mm-hmm.
Meet 2 to 3 different contractors that will give you good estimates before you decide. I know, I mean, we hear a lot, people that can barely get one out there. And if you have any hesitancy at all, do not just go with the one you get.
No.
Try to get more, for sure.
Yep. You have anything else there on your list? Because we just about wrapping up.
I think that's the end of my short list for now. We can talk about this quite a few different
times. I feel like every single flag that we brought up is something we can dedicate at least a podcast to. Could.
And we may do that.
Yeah, we might.
I think that's it for now.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're a customer or a homeowner listening, hopefully that gives you some ideas as you go about trying to interview contractors. And if you are a contractor, hopefully that gives you some ideas as well. If you're practicing any of those things, obviously there's always things that you don't do perfectly. But if you're consistently messing up in all of those areas, then you need to work on them. They're your cheap fixes to your business. And they will get you more business, and you can charge a higher price for the quality of just that initial meet. That can go a long way.
Yep.
So,
for sure. I agree with Ethan. If you go down that list and you can say over half of them you don't like, you don't want to get better at, or you don't care about, find another profession.
Yes.
Because they're important.
Yep, they are. Yep. All right. Well, I think that that concludes this podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. If you don't have any friends, then I guess you could just leave us a review for the internet world to read. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcasts, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.